The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 555.
How would you like an easy way to reinforce your mantras? If so, then why not make your password your mantra? Get Dana's list of 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. This is a list of 100 secure mantra passwords in the categories of wealth, love, travel, and fitness. Get 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. Imagine how many times a day you type your password. What better way to reinforce your mantra? Get your free list of 100 mantra passwords at danawild.com/mantrapassword.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here. Welcome to the show. How are you this fine day? I had a really interesting question come in, and it had to do with time management. And it really got me to thinking about all the stories we tell about what it takes to build our businesses. So here's what happened. Somebody wrote in and said basically, in short, paraphrasing back to you, I don't have time. I literally do not have time to work my business. I've got so many responsibilities. I've got a bunch of new responsibilities. I don't have any space in my house. I don't have any time to even think or time to myself. I've got too much stuff to do. I just don't have any time to work my business. Should I just give it up? So I was thinking about this a lot because you've heard me talk about time and what really builds your business in the past. And so I want to reiterate it a little bit because it's easy when you're living a day-to-day life to get sucked into the quote-unquote reality that's right in front of us every single day. And sometimes it's a challenge to really go back to basics and remember, like, why is it that some people are successful and some people aren't? Why is it that some people rise to the top of their industry and some people don't? Why is it that some people make money at the same endeavor that another person doesn't? You line up all these people who are successful, and the thing they have in common isn't time. And the thing they have in common isn't the type of actions they took to build their businesses or to make their money. The thing they have in common is their level of expectation. The thing they have in common is their mindset. That's the reality. There's no other common denominator amongst all of these successful people. There's no other thing that they have in common besides the fact that they have a certain level of expectation for success. Some people make money with like zero time. They inherit it or they buy a lottery ticket and they win the money. Some people make money by toiling away hour after hour. Some people make money on the internet. Other people make money offline. I mean, there's so many different variables, but this for sure, they have a certain level of expectation for success. They have a certain level of expectation. So either we buy that premise or we don't. We buy the premise that mindset is the defining factor, or we don't as brain trainers. And of course, I do. That's why I'm here. That's why I talk about this all day, every day. So when you buy into that premise, when you really think that the people who make money, they have an expectation for making money, the people who are building their businesses, you know, let's just go with the self-made type person, they have a certain expectation for success. That doesn't mean they know 100% of the time. They may be hopeful or they may be frustrated. Sometimes, you know, that happens. They may not be in believing or knowing 100% of the time. They definitely have a variety of emotions. But at the end of the day, they have this idea of like, I will figure it out. I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to come back and figure this out. I'm going to figure this out. This is, I have an expectation for success. I have an expectation to achieve this. So when we go under that premise, the problem isn't that you don't have time to work your business. The problem is that you think if you don't have time to work your business, you're not going to make any money. So the expectation is, unless I'm actually sitting down, toiling, doing the list of things that qualify as these are the things I do to build my business, I will not make money. So this is like a very small parameter window, and we all set it for ourselves. Me too. I'm not trying to sit up here all high and mighty and be like, oh, I'm so beyond this. I just sit around and watch Netflix all day and make money. You know, I have these beliefs too. I am continually having to challenge myself about why am I doing things, or what is the expectation for success here? What is the expectation that if I take this action, I'm going to have success? And sometimes the path of least resistance is to take the action, without a doubt. But it's times like these when you really feel like you physically do not have time, and when you are worried and concerned that you're going to lose your business or you're not going to make money, these are the times when you really have to confront. I mean, this is a gift, really. It's a blessing to be able to confront and look at, what is my belief system here? What is my expectation? My expectation or my belief system says if I don't have time to do the tasks that are required, that are the money-making tasks, then I'm not going to make money. And now we have to ask ourselves, now that we've busted and realized like, oh my word, that's what I'm thinking. Step two of the old train your brain system. Step one, wake up and be aware that that's the story we're telling. Step two is what? Decide. Do I want my reticular activating system to match that up? Do I want my reticular activating system to say, no, you can't make any money unless you work and unless you do tasks? Or do I want money to come to me in easier ways? Do I want to feel more free that the money is going to come to me? My business is going to build. I'm going to be successful even if I don't have as much time as I used to have. Well, most of us would say, yes, I want to train my brain. So step three is you must find a way to talk about the current situation in a way that feels good. Step four is feel that positive emotion. So what kinds of things can you say? Hopefully by now, I've got you. You're back on board and going like, oh, that's right. I remember. I'm a brain trainer. I almost forgot for a minute there. Yeah, that's right. I remember. Positive expectation. That's what does it. So find those gentle sentences that ease you back off the ledge and back into reality. So the gentle sentences are things like, okay, that's right. I remember. Positive expectation. Feeling good about what is, telling the good story about what is, trusting that whatever I'm able to quote unquote do doesn't really make as much of a difference in my bottom line as whatever I'm able to think. And I can think in my head, and I can think positive thoughts, and I can think one thought at a time, and I can focus on a thought that feels good. And I don't actually have a lot of quote unquote time right now. And maybe that's a blessing. Maybe this is an opportunity for me to get better at brain training. Maybe this is an opportunity for me to start busting those stories. I like that I'm having an opportunity to dial back and think about the ways I'm making money and think about all the things I do that are really just fillers for my time. They're just busy work and I'm just doing them. They don't actually make me any money. They're just things that I do that make me feel like I should be making money, and realizing that I can increase my expectation for money, and I can trust that I have had a history of building a business and things have been going well for me and things have had their ups and downs, but generally speaking, I'm figuring this out and I'm getting better at this. And I've got clients who like what I do, and I've got a history of doing a business that I enjoy and that I can trust that things have a certain momentum and that I can feel good about what I've done in the past as far as action and know that now really a lot of it is just letting it in. It's about opening up my heart and opening up my mind to the idea that money can come in so many interesting ways. And I like the idea of being surprised and delighted by the ways money can come in. And really, it's kind of fun to think that money can come in unexpected ways. And it will be fun to just open up to the expectation that money can flow in interesting and new ways. And I'm going to be looking for that. I'm going to be looking for the little successes. I'm going to open up to the way I think about my clients. And I'm going to trust that they love what I do and they want to support my business and they want to move forward and that things can happen without me knowing it and that things can happen that feel like so miraculous and exciting and new. And I'm open to that. And in fact, this time off, I might actually get ideas that I hadn't thought of before. And in fact, I like the idea that my brain works better when I'm not just head down in my business. And who knows, I could have an idea tomorrow that would make me a lot of money with almost no effort. And I like the idea that I'm using my best brain and that I'm getting this space and that I'm trusting and opening up to the things that are coming to me. It feels so good to know that there are so many different ways and so many different ways I can shift. And I like that I can use this opportunity to really, truly only do things that I love to do. I could make money doing fun things. I could make money taking walks. I could do money doing things that feed my soul. I could read. I could educate myself. I could play with the dog. I could do all sorts of things that just are fun and relaxing and see what comes out of that. See what happens from that. You know, really, when I think about it, the richest in our culture, the very upper echelons of everybody in society, these are the things they do with their time. They have lots of space to think and dream those big dreams. And I'm open to those big ideas. I'm open to the big ideas coming to me. I'm open to finding new ways to make money and realizing that, oh my gosh, I've been trudging along and I didn't even know I was. And this is such a blessing to be able to look at my business with new eyes. And I'm going to trust that all is well and have an expectation that money is flowing. I'm expecting it. I'm expecting it more and more and more and more. That's what it takes to be a brain trainer. Being a brain trainer is thinking the different thought, playing with the new thought, trying the new thing, realizing that we're outside of the paradigm of the normal culture. We're not lost and asleep focusing on the action that we're taking. We're awake and we're open and we're ready for the positive, amazing, awesome things that are coming our way. That's working your expectation, and that's a whole lot better than time management. All right, have some fun with that. See you soon. Bye.
I'm excited! Okay, like every time Dana says, you know, you gotta take a drink.
A donkey's on my back with the bridle in my mouth, whipping me and telling me what to do.
This is what this tribe is about. This tribe is about breaking through paradigms.
Letting go is an inside affair.
Every human being is a unique and different human being.
Please don't shoot me if I say anything bad today.
Don't put an apple on your head and I won't. All you have to do is flip the button.
It was like taboo, Dana. Like, what? I was just like, what the heck is wrong with me? I'm like, I just want to go to work. I'd like to just have a girlfriend, settle down.